The Ramchal started to introduce the nature of the tefillah of V'chein Tein Pachtecha. He explained that the world contains good and evil, which is represented by Klal Yisrael and the nations of the world, respectively. And this means, as he explains in Derech Hashem, the nations of the world are the result of the Chet of Adam Rishon and don't have the ability to perfect themselves other than becoming part of Klal Yisrael through Geirus process, through converting. Klal Yisrael has the power to perfect themselves through Avram's choice and the world with them, and through their choice to accept the Torah, to bring it to the level of perfection that Hashem intended before Adam Rishon's sin. If Klal Yisrael are the rulers of the world, then the light of Hashem, the Ur, can shine through them, and everybody benefits, as the nations will benefit by being subservient to Klal Yisrael and be able to connect to Hashem. The Be'urei HaChachma explains that the definition of Ur, when we say light, it means that the Shechina rests upon us. Like when we say in Lecha Doidi, which is a paraphrase of a pasuk in Yeshaya, we say, Kumi Oiri, Ki Ba Oirech, get up and shine, because your light has come. So we're talking to the Shechina that it should shine its light upon us, meaning grace us with an open display of Hashem's presence. And what we're referring to is what will happen when the third Beis HaMikdash is built. It'll be Ba'arech. And this is what we mean when we daven Yo'er in Birchas Kehan, and we say Yo'er Hashem Panav Elecha. Hashem should shine His countenance to us, meaning He should grace us with Shechina and the clarity of His presence. This is something that the Derech Hashem, we've learned, he addresses this a number of times, this concept of Yo'er Hashem Panav Elecha, Hashem's shining His countenance upon us. The Shechina's presence brings along with it all the brachas and hashpahas taivis in the world. If the Shechina is felt and acknowledged, then there's no place for sadness, for hunger, for difficulty, suffering, all of which are darkness and confuse us, and they hide Hashem's presence from us. When Hashem's presence is clear, then by definition, all that appears to be evil in the world vanishes, and only the clarity of Hashem's rule is seen. And that's what we're davening for. And this can only happen through Klal Yisrael perfecting themselves or being brought to perfection through Hashem. And then there will be a true Gilui, which will benefit everybody. So the Jews, obviously, who will have a close relationship with Hashem and benefit from the Shechina directly, and the non-Jews who will benefit from all the abundance and blessing that there'll be in the world as a result. But when other nations rule, they stand for all things other than Hashem's kingdom, and their power in it, in and of itself, is darkness. It hides Hashem's presence. It's Hester. In addition to the fact that Klal Yisrael being subservient is an expression of Hester as well. The Ramchal uses the language that Haman mispartzim, meaning they break free of Klal Yisrael's rule, as if to say that the natural way of things would be that they would be subservient to Klal Yisrael, because Hashem is trying to reveal Himself. Hashem is trying to shower the world with bracha and with light, and that would strengthen Klal Yisrael and their position in the world. But the nations, they break free of that through causing more tumah and evil and darkness and hester, and hiding Hashem, and they prevent that from happening.